one-man play that dives into the extraordinary life of actor Paul Robeson. Stogie Quignana will perform this one-man Broadway-style play, The Life of Paul Robeson, The World Is My Home, on Saturday and Sunday, November 10th and 11th at the JCPenney Auditorium on the UMSL campus. Quignana will bring to life this 20th century Renaissance man who was the first to sing Old Man River when Showboat debuted on Broadway. Buy your tickets online at DredScottFoundation.org. That's November 10th and 11th, the DredScottFoundation.org.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. As an 1872 Mizzou grad.
Mark, it's 1972.
Oh yeah. We're proud to sponsor Mizzou football.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Honeysuckle White Turkey and Disney Pixar's Brave are starting a new Thanksgiving tradition. A turkey feast and a movie. Learn more at honeysucklewhite.com. Brave in stores November 13th.
Let YP develop a plan to help grow your business with mobile, online, print, and direct marketing options. Call 1-800-438-7325 to reach more consumers in more ways with YP.
Sometimes this job really surprises me. I gotta tell you, I started out this thing today thinking this is gonna be one of those days. Just hope you can get through 3 hours. And then the phones light up, and all you people with this Getting to Know You segment, and then I just checked the emails. I got some wonderful emails from people who've been listening forever. Maureen, for example, thank you so much. Thanks to all of you. We'll have part two of that, if not today, one of these days soon. I like that. I like finding out who's actually out there. I can tell you who's out there now. It's Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend, and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Oh, and if you don't want to forget this part, because this is where you call. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Doug, I don't care if you have a snake, an iguana, a dog, a cat, a horse, whatever. This is your guy. Free advice. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. I would call now if I were you, because we're going to take calls right away, and it's first come, first serve. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Who used to say, you always say, hey, hey, hey. That was Fat Albert, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey.
Have you seen me lately?
Hey, you'd be fat, no,
I actually have not seen you lately. Are you fat?
I'm kind of fat. Kind of fat.
What does kind of fat mean? What do you weigh?
Oh, I can't tell you on
sure
radio.
You can.
Oh,
well, sure you can. We're all friends.
Kind of fat, too.
Nobody's listening. What do you weigh?
Somewhere between this and that.
Oh, man.
Hey, do you still have the Jerry Garcia beard and hair and all
Yeah. I still look kind of crazy.
You know what it is? I mean, it's obvious. Your boys get into the music scene, and then you want to fit in, and you want to look more like their roadie than their dad.
Right.
And you do, by the way.
Well, I'm kind of hoping that if one of them can't sing or something, although I can't sing, at least I could fill in and lip sync.
Well, I think the audience would catch right on to that. They're not
stupid. I'll just dye my hair. They actually have a gig tonight.
Do you play an instrument at all?
Nothing I can talk about on the radio.
Now, what does that mean? Well, you know what it means? It's penis humor.
Is that a pleasuring yourself?
He plays the organ. It's penis humor.
Yeah.
We don't go for that.
You guys are going there. I don't go there.
You do that again, you're off this show, mister.
Promise? No.
Yeah. That's funny.
All right, the calls are coming in. 314, again, this is the last time I'm going to give the numbers. They're lighting up. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We will
Frank,
start with, yeah.
I am AM in the PM.
Oh, see, we thought we'd get it. We thought it would, only one time has he not said it. Only one time. We start with Wendy. Wendy, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Wendy. How are you, honey?
I'm good. I'm AM in the PM.
Well, that's good to hear.
And first-time caller.
Well, glad to have you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Doug.
No, I'm Frank.
Oh, well.
That's okay. What's your question for Dr. Doug?
I have a 13-year-old Australian Shepherd, and I know that's old for that kind of breed. She's having some accidents in the house, but not urination. She'll be laying on the ground, on the floor, and she'll just go without knowing it.
Oh.
I've done that.
Number two?
Yeah, number two, I think she's talking
about.
That's
number two, but she has not urinated in the house. So
now is it solid or is it diarrhea?
Absolutely solid, yes.
Oh.
Absolutely solid.
Solid
My
as
father
a rock.
Did this. He's 95, but he was at Schnucks. But, you know, I would think it has something to do with some senility. There could be some other physical problem that you might want to have, you know, your veterinarian check the poop sample and make sure that it's normal. But, okay. Yeah, usually, typically, the incontinence comes in the urinary form and not the fecal form. So I would just check out the anatomy and make sure that everything's good in there, that there isn't some sort of irritation going on. Okay?
Oh, okay, well, thank you very much, Dr.
Okay,
Doug.
Be good.
Wendy, can I ask you...
Hello, Frank.
Can I ask you how old you are?
I am 42.
Favorite age. Thanks for starting our segment off with poop talk. We appreciate it. Yeah. Next up, it's Ladies' Day, apparently. Here's Jenna. Jenna, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Jenna. What can I do for
you? I'm doing well, thanks. And how much stuff?
Good.
Good. I have a, I guess it's a mutt. We got it from a humane shelter, and we've had it 5 or 6 years. We got the dog, and it was totally trained. It was obviously somebody's pet. It had been saved from a kill site, and we think that they gave it away because this dog licks. Licks. Nothing inanimate, it will lick feet, it will lick clothes, it will burrow under covers in order to lick my son at night.
You know, this is probably just a simple, benign behavioral kind of response. Sometimes we found that animals that were taken from their mothers too soon and didn't have a complete nursing experience do some excessive licking like that. It would be hard to know the answer there, of course, but it doesn't sound like anything pathologic. You know, other people might say that the animal's missing something in its diet, that a trace mineral or something like that. But if you're on a standard food, and I imagine you are, that's probably not the case. So I don't think it's a pathological issue. I think it might just be someone that's chewing their nails. I think it might just be a behavioral thing. So I would just live with it, enjoy the puppy, and I really appreciate you adopting, too. That's really important. Okay?
All righty. And so there's nothing that we can do to deter it?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think you have to unless he's creating lesions or bothering someone excessively. You know, you could talk about some kind of maybe a pharmacologic that might sedate him or put him maybe even a little Benadryl in the evening before you go to bed to see if he'll stop doing that. But I don't think it's pathologic. I think it's just something he's decided that's part of his life. Okay?
Okay. That works.
All right, Jenna, how old are you?
45.
Favorite age. Thank you, Jenna. We move on to, and by the way, the opposite of this, I've told you this before, we have the world's dumbest Shih Tzu. We gave it to my mother-in-law. This dog, in addition to being the only dog I've ever known that does not know one single trick, not one trick, sit, stay, nothing, that this dog has never once licked anybody. Now, there's something wrong there because all dogs, at least on occasion, will lick you. Never once licked. That's a weird dog. Terry's here. Terry, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Terry. How are you?
I'm fine.
What
I would like for you to do is to remind people how dangerous antifreeze is to animals.
Definitely.
Oh, you know what? This time of year, that's a good one.
Yeah, I talk about this time of year especially. Antifreeze is called ethylene glycol.
That's
right.
It's
an alcohol derivative, and it causes acute kidney failure in animals. And it only takes sometimes a few licks. It's all dose-dependent. You can test for the actual, there's a special test at the emergency room, but it has to be within so many hours, I think within 12 to 24 hours. After that, you can only monitor the kidney function to know if there's damage, and they look for certain types of crystals that are formed. They're called oxalate crystals.
That's right.
So, so it is a very dangerous thing. The problem with it is it tastes sweet. So the animals lick it in the garage usually, or springtime's another time when it's a problem because that's when we're emptying the antifreeze out of the cars. So people should be acutely aware of that. And also in wintertime, any other chemicals that are kind of consolidated and stored in the basement or in the garage, this is the time. The fertilizers we use in our plants, those can be toxic as well. So it's a really good point, and I appreciate you bringing it up.
Thank you.
Okay,
well,
honey.
We just had a couple of neighbors lose a couple of their dogs because one was a puppy, and they chewed through the container.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's a bad disease.
Terry, can I ask how old you are?
I'm 52.
Favorite age. Thank you, Terry.
What's with the age
thing?
What are you talking about? What's with the age thing? What are you talking about? We've done it for years.
You my age.
No, I don't care about your age. Okay. Hey, real quickly, you just said something I don't get. You said this is the time of year when we dump the empty the antifreeze. I've never once emptied antifreeze out of my car.
No, I said in the springtime is the other time that you have to be careful when you're dumping the antifreeze out.
Who dumps antifreeze out? I've never done
that. I thought a lot of people will empty their antifreeze.
Pion, have you ever dumped antifreeze out of your car?
No.
Dan?
Nope.
God,
no.
Who does
that?
Where do you do it?
I've had lots of cars and have had many of them for years and years and years. I've never once dumped antifreeze.
Well, I'm Jewish. We do that in the spring.
Now they have like 100,000-mile antifreeze. You don't have to flush your radiator.
Maybe you're doing
anymore.
Something you don't need to do, Doc.
I had no idea. I thought that was standard program.
No, we're bringing George in here. I think is George next or no? Is it Ron? I think. Let's go with Ron.
Oh, George.
Ron, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Ron.
Yes, I was calling about a four-year-old border collie. We had noticed one of his eyes clouding up, and we took him to our vet. And he said, yes, it's a cataract, and that it has to, like, age or mature. And they usually only do anything when there's both eyes. And so now both eyes have developed cataracts.
Sure.
And being he's only 4 years old, we're probably going to go ahead and look into having something done.
Yes.
And I was just wondering if there's anything you wanted to enlighten me about as far as...
Well, just as they told you, you have to make sure that the cataract is mature enough to do the surgery. And it's just like it's when the lens changes, almost like taking a poached egg and making it a fried egg. The protein changes and it just makes a very opaque structure. And if they're both, sometimes they're related to a metabolic condition like diabetes can cause this. And you want to make sure that your veterinarian rules out other causes for why that may happen in such a young dog. But then after the fact, there is surgical opportunity there. They can replace that with artificial lenses, and then you can have a dog that's got good vision again. So I think it's a pretty simple process. Just make sure that someone's made a good assessment about the right time to cut. Okay?
Alrighty.
Thank you, Ron.
Much. You know, it sounded to me, again, Ron is another one of these people who doesn't trust his vet.
Yeah.
His vet tells him something. What does he do? He turns and calls Dr. Doug. What do you think?
We love it. He's not sure
this other guy knows what he's talking about. John is next in line. John, say hi to Dr. Doug. Whoa.
John,
you okay?
Oh my goodness.
No, I think John just died. I think he actually had a stroke or heart attack and died right on the phone. So we go to George. George, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, George.
Hi Frank. First
hi, George.
Caller, and I am in the PM.
Wow, we love that. Thank you, George.
Okay, I have a year and a half old mini pen.
Okay.
And we've been taking the next door during the day because I work now.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like she's got a sinus infection or something. She sneezes a lot. Could that be an allergy somewhere?
Well, she could have an allergic response to something that's in the air that they aerosolize. Maybe they have a cleanser or a perfume or something. And you want to make sure that it's truly a sneeze and not something like a reverse sneeze. It's kind of a physical structure. It's when they kind of snort. But if it's truly a sneezing, the other option would be to rule out the possibility of a little foreign body that's gotten up there. Sometimes an animal will be sniffing around, he'll snort up a little piece of grass or some other material, and that can lodge itself in the nasal cavity, and then you get this kind of chronic recurring sneeze.
You know, doctor, I know you misspoke. You said nasal cavity.
Cavity.
Yeah. Oh,
I knew
that was
you
a new term.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
But I would have that checked out. And sometimes they can actually go in there and with a scope and look inside, or flush it and try and make sure the passageway is clear. Okay?
She sneezes and is like snot coming out, and the neighbor's dog does it too.
It could be something in their environment that's causing a lot of inflammation in that nasal cavity, but that can be reviewed, like I said, with a scope. And they can actually determine if there's something in there or if it's just inflammation of the lining.
Okay. She does it every morning, though, every time she wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would definitely have someone take a good look, and might have to sedate your dog to do that, but they can possibly find a very good answer for you.
All right, thank you, George.
Thank you.
Bye, George. Yeah.
Can we edit out where he said snot?
Yeah, I hope so.
We don't go for that. I mean, this is not that kind of show, so edit that out so the listeners don't hear it.
Okay.
We bring in Becky. Becky, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Okay, say hi to me.
Hi, Dr. Kernicka.
Hi, Becky.
I have a 7-month-old miniature dachshund.
Okay.
I've trained her to ring the bell to go outside. The problem is she rings the bell whether she wants to go out and play or just or go to the bathroom. My husband's so irritated with her because she's obsessed with pulling grass out and eating dirt. And so he can bring her in from going out the bathroom, and 2 minutes later she's ringing that bell. And we can't. I'm not sure if I should take her to the vet, if there's something wrong with her.
No, I think she's just being an exploring little puppy, and she's got into something that's kind of fun for herself. So I would probably kind of recondition her and take away the bell for now and start retraining into the door in a different way, because obviously she's enjoys that process. So that's something you're going to need to do, almost like retrain her, using a crate possibly, and start working her back on a regular schedule so she's going out at regular periods, and then you don't have to worry about having the bell dependency. Okay?
Yeah. Will she outgrow the eating dirt and mulch thing?
Just don't make it available for her, and she'll, you know, kind of tire of it. But if she thinks she can get to it all the time, she's going to keep going for it.
Well, it's our yard.
Yeah, how do you get rid of the whole yard?
You're going to have to concrete over your whole yard.
Well, you're going to have to put her on a lead and take her out to where you want to walk her and not give her that opportunity to explore those beds and that loose material.
It's not loose material. It's in the middle of the yard where we had dead grass this summer, and now there's no grass there, and she just pulls the dead grass out and
digs. Is it the whole yard that way?
There's big areas all over the yard.
You need a new landscaper.
Yeah. I'm not sure what to tell you then. I think I'd probably try and keep her on a lead and sort of guide where she does get to go and where she doesn't. Maybe you have to take her out of her yard space and walk her along, you know, the sidewalk for a while and get her used to fresh grass. But
well,
I think it's a pretty natural response for them to want to explore and root around, especially little dachshunds.
We fill a spray bottle with water. And every time she starts to dig, we spray her with it. And that seems to work, but I feel kind of bad about it.
Well, you're not going to hurt her by doing that. And any kind of deterrent to kind of change and, you know, kind of redirect her attention is not a bad idea at all.
Okay.
I think that's very creative. Good luck with it.
There's no medical reason I should take her to the vet.
I don't think so, no.
Vitamin or...
No.
Anything like that. I don't
think
so.
Becky, thank you for the call.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting about Becky... it seemed to me that she actually already had come up with the solution.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
she's asking you what to do, and she's like, it's all dirt. It's all loose dirt. She's like, yeah, we've been spraying it with a spray bottle, and that seems to work. Well, okay, keep doing that.
Exchange the yard with gravel.
All right, Bruce, roll that theme music for Dr. Doug, if you would, please, at Dog in the Window. And when Bruce sings it, he sounds just like whoever the chick was that did it years ago. Was it Doris Day or somebody? He sounds just like her. Doctor, thank you so much. We'll do this again next Monday. What do you say? Next Wednesday. What do you say?
I will see you.
All right, thank you, Doctor. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody, your pet's best friend. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. If you're taking a cab because you're between cars and you don't have a car and you're deciding which car to buy, boy, do we have a guy for you. John Londoff, Jr. Hello, John.
Frank, how are you? Hi, Frank, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Man, does it seem like it's been forever since I've talked to you?
Well, it's been a while. We haven't talked for
forever
week or so.
A day.
It happens a little bit during duck season, but it's so great to hear your voice. And how's everyone else?
Let me check real quick. Dan, how are you?
Great.
Peon, how are you?
Good.
They're good.
Why'd you say Dan and Peon versus Dan and Ian?
I don't call him Ian. I call him Peon.
No, yeah. It's always
I
Peon.
Never call him Ian. That's
right,
too
Peon.
Nice.
It's
Peon.
Yeah.
Peon is a put-down term. I like to keep people in their place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do a good job of that, Frank. I don't know if you've noticed that you like sometimes.
Oh, what was that?
What was that coughing of that strain? Are you okay?
I just cleared my throat. I've been out in the duck blinds a lot lately, and you know, surrounded by corn and wind and millet and
corn
wheat.
Corn and wind.
and rain.
You are on the toilet. Corn and wind.
Corn and wind on the toilet.
Yeah, you know, there you go. It didn't take very long for you to make fun of me.
No, it was not me.
You didn't hear, try to put me in my
You didn't
place.
Hear my voice in there. Not me.
Is this what you're trying to do? Put me in my place? You know, put the sponsor.
You guys
in
answer
place?
Him. You're the ones that did it. Answer
no, you're the
man.
Ones that made a comment. You could have gone without, you know, me. There, I did it again.
Mr. Londoffy, I'm indisposed.
Well, Dan, I don't think that. I don't think that's funny. I don't think that's even funny. What's going on, Dan?
I'm human. Did I? You know, don't pretend to try to be, you know, perfect. Because that would be a joke.
Now, listen. I got a text from you the other day, and you said you got 5 ducks. Is that right? That day?
Correct.
All right. Is that a good number or an average number?
I think that's pretty good, isn't it?
Good. That's pretty good. It's been a good year at the Wing Street Farm. We're a little behind last year, but it's still it's just a great time to be out there with you know, some great guys, some great buddies of mine: Steve Potter, Bob Osterholt, Jay Andrews, Steve Holmes, Joe Jedlicka, just a bunch of duck hunters.
That's a lot of guys crowded into that little duck blind.
Well, no, we have 5 and 4, so we have 9 blinds on 2 different farms.
Whoa.
When you're out duck hunting, did you ever accidentally kill any one of your buddies?
Oh, man.
That's a great question, Frank.
It is a good question. No, it is a good question.
No, it's not. I mean, I'm sorry. When you're out shooting, have you ever, like, turned the other way to one of your buddies and shoot them when you're shooting your handguns?
I killed a friend of mine a few years ago, and I don't
you
like to talk.
Not.
I don't like to talk about it. It was at a shooting range, and I worked a deal with the owners, and we disposed of the body, and that was the end. I don't discuss that anymore. How's the car business?
Car business is good. It's not great. It's good. I think, you know, people are probably, I don't know about you all, but I'm glad that the political, the election is over. The
no, I could not
were,
be happier.
The commercials are ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm
they,
so
nobody,
glad.
Nobody ever talks about what they've done. They just want to talk about the other person and
right.
how bad they are.
You're never going to end that either, because the consultants tell you that's the approach to take, that's what people respond to. So it's never going to end.
And we've talked about that. Even if you believe just 10% of what's in either side's commercial, why would you want either one of them in the office?
Yeah, the end result is one guy says the other guy's so bad you believe it. That guy says the other one's so bad you believe it. Oh, they're both so horrible, I'm not going to vote for anybody. I mean, that's kind of where you end up.
You know, how about, you know, the judges? It's like, you know, even if you research, it's, you know, really hard to find out just how, you know, how do they vote? And, you know, what are some of their beliefs? And do you want them back in making decisions on whether a certain criminals can go to jail or others get off easily? You know, that's a tough call. But there should be like a scorecard. There should be a website that you're able to go on and just see, you know, how do our congressmen and how do our senators, how do they vote? Not only you know, federal, but state, and you know.
I don't think they want that public.
No, that's public information.
No,
but it's a lot of work, and most people aren't going to go to all that trouble. I'm not. I mean, we're lazy that way. I'm not going to go to all that work and run those numbers. I think it comes down to this is the mindset of most Americans, and I really do believe this. If it's something that affects me, then I'm interested. I'm speaking for lots of people, not necessarily everybody, but I think a lot of people feel like, well, that doesn't apply to me, so I don't care. When in fact, it may very well apply to you later, what we're talking about or what they're talking about. So it's over. That's it.
Yeah.
Ah, thank goodness. But here's something to think about. It's only going to be 3 years till this all fires up again, because it starts a year out.
No, because, you have congressional seat and Senate seats that come up in 2 years. So you'll
see it.
You'll start seeing it again in about 16 to 18 months.
Have you ever wanted to run for anything, like governor of Missouri or anything?
No, but, you know, if I see something that's wrong and I have the ability, if I'm in on a board, if I'm a head of an association, you know, I will try to make it right if I can. If I have the opportunity to say, no, I don't agree with that. I think that we need to investigate it and possibly make a change. But for the betterment of whether it's a school or a church or an organization, a charity. That's just, I guess, the way I was raised, by Johnny Londoff Sr. But You know, it is good that it's all over. The thing that I got to say, you know, as a guy that loves this country, I just, no matter how screwed up everyone will say that we are, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you know what? It's still the best doggone country. It's the best damn country in the world. Nobody comes close.
Yeah.
Oh. Come close.
Can you edit out damn? Yeah. Edit the damn out.
No, because I believe we're the best damn country in the world. Nobody comes close.
If you don't like it, go to Russia.
Yeah, he didn't say that.
Exactly. Yeah, you know. Yeah, go to the Middle East. Go to Libya. Woo! Go to Jordan. How about Election Day? A lot of people voted early. I asked Mimi, I said, you want to do that? She goes, no, because we really, we stood in line for, I'm saying we were outside in the cold at 6:10, 6:15 at the Kirkwood Middle School there for, I'm saying we were outside for about 30 minutes, and poor little Mimi was shivering. She was shivering, and I think, you know.
She doesn't have a lot of meat on her bones
no.
either. No.
You know what they should do? All those people that say they want to move to Canada or whatever after the election, and if it's public knowledge that they've said that, they should just have their citizenship revoked or something, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Well, hey.
You know, it's funny. I heard you tell when you just said you asked your wife, do you want to go to vote early? She said no. It's funny to me the difference in the way households are run. Because I remember I said that to my wife this year. I said, you want to go vote early? And she said no. And I said, well, you're going anyway.
Yeah,
and that's what we did. And that's how it ended up that we did. I just said, I put my foot down.
Like
but
it or
that's
not.
That's my house.
Yeah. Well,
everybody's different. You're tough.
Well, I am.
You're tough on women.
I remember years ago when I told
her. I'm borderline. I guess you're trying to say maybe you're just mean to your wife.
No, I'm not. I just tell her what to do. Let me tell you something. Here's how effective it is.
What to do.
No, here's how effective it is. Years ago when we first got married, this is how effective this is. I said to her, I said, let me tell you something right now. And you listen, and you listen tight, okay? I'm going to be clear. I want you to hear what I'm going to say. I don't want any home cooking in this house. And by golly, there hasn't been any.
Wow. Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Don't you ever learn to cook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, do you watch the Food Network much?
I never watch the Food Network.
It's on at our house almost like 24. Between the Food Network and the E Network. But the Food Network, there's a guy, Guy Fieri, who does Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins.
Oh, I love
that's
that
a great show.
You know, he's like, abbreviated for triple D's.
Yes.
I love that guy. He's got the greatest job, well, of course, next to yours, Frank. He has the second greatest job in America.
Very fun.
He gets to go around to all these places, and his facial expressions, when he takes a bite out of something, he kills me. I can't stand it. And you know what it does? It makes me hungry.
Oh, I know. I have to eat while I watch that show.
Here's what I think is interesting. On the Today Show or any of these shows where they have a cooking segment, and there are millions of them, and my wife, she's glued to them. And if I say something, she goes, shh, shh, shh. And they're showing how to cook. She has never once cooked any single thing. She's never made any of those things, yet she just is glued to the segment watching how they're doing it. And then she walks away and forgets about it. She never even tries it. I don't get that.
We
need to sell a car. Next thing you know, it's going to be news time. What do you want to sell?
We have a 2012 Traverse. Down demo. Traverse LT. $7,000 off the 2012 Traverse. 2012 down demo Suburban. $8,000 off 2012 Chevy Suburban.
What does down demo mean as opposed to demo?
That means that it has been taken out of service. So an out-of-service demo.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, we learned something. I didn't know what that meant. Anything else? What else do you have?
We have a 2009 Chevy Suburban LTZ.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, white diamond.
Loaded up for only $38,900.
Yeah, that was Liz. That's Liz Taylor's perfume, I believe, that white diamonds perfume. You know what you ought to do? Give away to whoever buys it in the glove box a bottle of white diamonds
perfume. Oh, that's good.
I love how you're so willing.
I'm a marketing genius.
Spend my money. Go ahead and give that away. Go ahead and you know, as my marketing partner, since we're together 3 days a week here.
The answer is yes. You split the profit on the Suburban, I'll split the price of this perfume with you.
Well, how about on some of these deals that it could be a loss? Will you split the loss with me?
No.
Oh, I see.
I'm only in it for the upside. We need a phone number. We're so far over time here. What's the phone number?
2005 Chevy Tahoe four-wheel drive for only $99.97. Chevy Tahoe LS four-wheel drive. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Because we have to tell everybody, Frank, that's my line when Frank says, hey, we need the number. It's time for me to shut up.
That's right. I wouldn't put it that way. It's time to wrap it up.
Time to be quiet. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. 24/7, 365 at lawndoff.com. And again, give us a call. We're here late tonight. Great deals. Heavy inventory. Interest rates at an all-time low. Come and see us.
All right. They're on the way. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Peon. Thanks, Danny.
Bye, all right, John.
He's right about that heavy inventory. You ever tried to lift one of those cars?
Oh man.
Yeah, they are heavy. See what I did there? We have to take a break, and then we come back, and Bill Cleveland will be with us eventually. Probably have time for a couple of phone calls, so dial us up if you want, if you don't mind waiting 4 or 5 minutes. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We'll be right back. This is the Big 550.
Time to see how traffic's moving, and Frank Ladd is high above the city right now, flying over the highways. Frank?
Well, we've got reports of an accident now, Dan. Westbound Page at 270. Antlin's reported with injuries there, so use some caution if you're making your way by Westport Plaza. Westbound headed into downtown St. Louis, just a little off the pace now. We're at the Poplar Street Bridge into downtown, westbound 5570. And then it's a slow run through downtown, through the construction zone, westbound 64. You're down to one lane. Southbound on 270, you're on the brakes now between Clayton Road and Doherty Ferry and pockets there. Eastbound on Highway 64, no major delays headed into downtown. Eastbound Highway 70, a little off the pace now between Madison and the Dome. And a little bit of volume now making your way past the Blanchett Bridge, westbound Highway 70 through the Blanchett Bridge construction zone there. Remember, 364 and 370 are your best alternates to stay out of those delays. This update brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Every dollar goes further with Navy Federal's Cash Rewards credit card. Earn points with every purchase and redeem them for cash. To get started, visit NavyFederal.org. From the Golden Oakland Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here, inviting you to the Baby Boomer Expo, Sunday, November 11th at Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. There'll be speakers on topics such as travel, financial, and home remodeling. Booths and vendors offering services and goods, entertainment from Henry's Humans, featuring Dan Strauss from the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and so much more. You can win an all-inclusive trip for two at the Riu Palace Riviera Maya in Mexico from Apple Vacations. Go to KTRS.com and click the Boomer Expo tab on the top of the homepage for more about the 2012 Boomer Expo, Sunday, November 11th, from 11 to 3 at the Ameristar Casino in St. Charles, from the Big 550 KTRS. Join the fun, Garden View Care Center style, at the KTRS Baby Boomer Expo, November 11th, between 11 and 3 p.m. at the Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. Hi, everybody, McGraw-Millhaven here. Remember to stop by the Garden View Care Center booth at the Baby Boomer Expo and register to win a framed collectible World Series picture autographed by Cardinal World Series greats between 11:45 and 12:45. Meet Cards broadcaster John Rooney in person at the Garden View Care Center booth. John will be autographing baseballs for the first 24 visitors. Taste great, free, fun food prepared by Garden View Care Center chefs. Enjoy free chair massage, play Wii games, and join in on the Zumba demonstrations at the main stage sponsored by Garden View Care Centers. Garden View Care Center brings the fun at the KTRS Baby Boomer Expo and the America Center November 11th from 11 to 3. Join the fun at the Baby Boomer Expo, November 11th between 11 and 3, courtesy of Garden View Care Center.
Suffering with the discomfort of stiff, achy joints is bad enough. But what makes it even worse is the disappointment that comes from incomplete joint products that just don't work. But now, you can finally get relief from your discomfort and disappointment thanks to Instaflex, the first complete joint solution that's now the number one seller at GNC. Instaflex is number one because, unlike others that only disappoint you, its fast-acting complete formula can start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days. And now, as part of a nationwide giveaway, you can get a complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex just by calling 1-800-900-6110. Complimentary samples are not available in stores, but if you call now, we'll ship your sample straight to your door. But hurry, supplies are very limited. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World. But remember, you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling now, 1-800-900-6110. That's 1-800-900-6110.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure the Rosetta Stone method is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before, and it was always too hard.
This is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. It even comes in 30 languages. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking in a new language in less than 15 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 15 minutes?
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now, 1-800-400-4010. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. For your free demo, call now, 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
There is so much uncertainty in the world, and you've worked way too hard to jeopardize your future to lose it in this uncertain economy. To survive, the answer is gold. We also offer silver, platinum, palladium, and for long-term visionaries, Rhodium. Call United Rare Coins and Precious Metals at 800-480-5573. Do you have problems with your IRA? Call United at 800-480-5573. You can transfer your existing IRA's tax deferred into a gold, silver, platinum, or palladium-backed IRA. If you're 59 and a half or older, you can take physical distribution yourself or for future generations. For the first time, take control of your future. Call United at 800-480-5573. Take time to speak with one of our professionals. Act now and receive a free state-of-the-art electronic digital home safe with all qualifying purchases. Don't wait. There's never been a more important time for you to take control. Call United at 800-480-5573. That's 800-480-5573.
If you can hear my voice on the radio, Window World will come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Window World Windows, started by two North County guys who met in college, and they have grown Window World into the number one remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 2014. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.com.
For more than 80 years, J.B. Smith Funeral Home has been your family-owned funeral home friend and neighbor, has been privileged to serve families in the St. Louis community. Both the Maplewood and Fenton funeral homes are large enough to accommodate any need, yet small enough to provide the dignity, understanding, and know your name. To find out what makes us different, go to jbsmith.com. That's J-A-Y, the letter B, smith.com for prices and more information. J.B. Smith Funeral Home, celebrate life and cremation services.
To the final segment of our getting to know you, whatever you want to call it. It's us getting to know the people. That's
you.
Right.
Getting to
Laura,
know
you're a good singer.
All about
oh, wait, that's
Laura.
Bruce. That's Bruce Limbers singing.
Getting to love
nice dress.
You.
So we kind of get to know who's out there listening to the radio. It went really well the first hour. We got a couple in here, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Larry is on the phone. Hello, Larry.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm in the PM.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
Did you call for the Getting to Know You segment or something else?
Well, I would have, but no, I actually called for something else.
That's all right. You can do that, and then we'll get to know you. What did you call
for? Okay. Well, this is just a constructive criticism type of thing. Sometimes when people tell you things, you just don't seem to listen.
That's true.
Like Johnny Londoff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When he talks about hunting and all, and then you ask him if he's ever shot any of his hunting partners, it's not shooting his friends, it's harvesting them.
Oh, you know what? You're so right. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
No, you're right. My terminology was crude.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. Now, can we get to know you a little bit, Larry?
Absolutely.
How old are you, Larry?
65.
Now, you hesitated. Are you lying or are you really 65?
Just couldn't remember.
Just, there's just so many of them, you got to start adding them up. I ran out of toes.
Yeah, I said he can't remember.
That's it.
Yeah, that guy could be part of it. So you married?
Yes.
Happily? Tell the truth.
Happily. You betcha.
Wow. He's lying, man.
Yeah, he's lying.
You betcha.
How long have you been married?
26 years, yeah.
Oh, you're not too sure, are you? You better get that down, because women expect you to know how many years. First or second marriage?
Oh, third.
Third?
Third. Wow.
It does seem to help when people try.
You practiced a couple times.
Yeah. Well, you're an experienced man. By the time you get to the third wife, how many women can say they've got a guy who's experienced in marriage the way you are?
Absolutely.
That's a plus, yeah. I would think. What do you do? What do you do for a living, or did you do for a living if you're retired?
I was a school teacher for 30 years, and now I just teach skydiving on weekends.
Wow.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I did that one time.
I know.
And I was 18, and here's how goofy I was and stupid. And maybe that's not even the word, but I wanted to impress girls, so I got a skydiving decal, and I had it on my car. It said skydiver. I jumped one time. But you know what? It worked, because girls would look at my car in the back window. They go, are you a skydiver?
Like a rebel.
And I go, you bet I am. And then that's how you know, hey, whatever it takes, carry a puppy, whatever it takes to meet girls. How many jumps have you made?
I've got about... over 1,300.
Kind of a, that's a lot.
And are those military or just for fun?
No, these are just for fun. I jumped in the military in the 60s, but it's these are just fun jumps.
Do you do a lot of free falls? What's your longest free fall?
I've done 23,000, 23.5.
Did you like watching that Felix Baumgartner that jumped from space?
I enjoyed it. I got really scared when he started spinning in space because there's no air to stop you from spinning. And
guess what? He got scared, too.
I bet he did.
He got more scared than you did, believe me. So, well, Larry, I'm glad you called. It was nice getting to know you.
Thank you.
Call anytime.
Hope you have a good day.
You, too. Well, there you go. Another great listener for Larry. Bill Cleveland is on the way. Last year, Amini's had a sale. They tried something. And they thought, if this goes well, we'll do it again. Well, it went really, really well, so they're doing it again. It's the biggest sale they have all year. And the way it works is you buy anything in the store in Amini's, and depending on what you buy and how much it costs, you get a certain number of Amini's bucks, so sort of Amini's money. And in certain cases, when you buy certain things, you get enough bucks that you literally walk out of there with something pretty significant and pretty cool free for your house. A couple of examples. When you buy the 14-foot Sterling shuffleboard, I have a 14-foot shuffleboard. This is one of the greatest things that I've ever had in my home. It's just like having a pool table, except... I can't explain it. There are people who play shuffleboard who would never attempt to play pool. There's just a different level of expertise that's needed, I think, when you play pool even poorly. So you buy the shuffleboard, and if you also purchase the Hampton Drawer pool table, you will get free, because you'll have enough Amini's bucks. And this is something I got to tell you that eventually I would love to have in my house, a digital jukebox. Ooh. Now, if the word digital is throwing you, just imagine a jukebox with the colors and a real full-size
touch
jukebox.
Touchscreen now. They're touchscreen,
yes,
too. Yeah,
it's
great.
It's unbelievable. I mean, these things are, and the sound they put out, not like the old jukeboxes where just one big speaker and usually kind of bassy. No. They got killer sound. Let me give you another example here. Let's say you purchase from Amini's an X-Men pinball machine. Again, another thing that a 2-year-old or a 102-year-old can play, pinball. It lights up great. It makes great noises. You buy the X-Men pinball machine, you now have enough Amini's bucks that you get both an air hockey table and a table tennis table free. So you thought you were going to buy one thing for your basement or rathskeller or family or whatever, and now you have three things for everybody to play with. And there's some other examples. You need to go in and check out everything that they have that's included in this second annual biggest sale ever ask about the Amini's Bucks. More importantly, though, just walk the store. Go in Amini's and walk the place. What a fantastic place for people of all ages. Boone's Crossing off 40 or Interstate 64, whichever you want to call it, in Chesterfield Valley. Can't miss the place. Big copper dome. That is Amini's. You are in the right place, and you are in for a treat. And ladies, don't forget about the incredible selection of rugs, area rugs, handmade and machine-made, and the Jaffe lighting display upstairs. Website, Amini's, AMINIS.com.
Let's get a check on traffic right now with Frank Ladd. Frank?
Thanks, Dan. We just flew over the accident near Westport, westbound on Page at 270. It's essentially in the right exit lane to southbound 270 on westbound Page, but it's really not causing any delays at all westbound on Page. Further west on Page, it's a good run crossing the Veterans Bridge, all the way out to Highway 94. Westbound on 64, could see a slow pocket now between Hampton and McCausland, and then it's just a little off the Page, just volume between 270 and Mason, and no major delays headed into the valley. Westbound on Highway 70, it's a great run once you get past the Blanchette Bridge. Just a little bit of volume there between 141, the Earth City Expressway, and the Blanchette Bridge westbound on Highway 70. And the sun is just about to go down. There it goes. Westbound on Highway 44, no delays between 270 and 141. Southbound on 270, really you only start hitting the brakes now between Highway 64 and looks like Doherty Ferry. Headed into downtown St. Louis, westbound 5570. You're on the brakes now, crossing the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound on Highway 70, could see some delays at Madison. This update brought to you by Garmin. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic to avoid it with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Saturday, after Mizzou takes on Tennessee in college football, it's time for Tiger Hoops action. Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers take on the Cougars of Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. And you can catch all the action right here. Coverage begins at 4 p.m. The Tigers versus the Cougars on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area, residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, that's 1-800-NEW-ROOF, or johnbealroofing.com.
From